香港加油。
Lan Wai Tu. For speaking in multiples in a China turned one, my Ba went to jail. Knees planted in the porcelain proclaimed to keep us upright underfoot. He packed his new Lan Wai Tu and a pair of seafoam earplugs. He would stop listening, he said, before he also stopped speaking. Sliver of aquamarine strapped tight across each foot, he trapped an image of open sky splayed out so cruel against white soles. Imagine sullying a mundane boxed for here and never to go. Gravel dust mounting under earth-dyed tectonic plates, conspiring to lift insurgent slopes, deposing us from the flats of our own 2 feet. When did things start cracking in two? The day the members of the Li Fa Ren flung a pair of Lan Wai Tu at Jiang Yihua, telling him he'll need it in jail, my flip-flops, marbled by the repeated act of submission they lean into every day. Pestle dulled against mortar, uprooted me without mercy, catalyzed by a winter rain thick as a mother's milk. I wonder if I need to give up, to give way to possibilities. Everyone had to be drunk on something to keep pushing on. Everyone was a slave to something. If I extradited myself from my body, cleaved into infinite particles, you'd never step all over me at once. Because maybe we were free until we thought up the word freedom and scored its name on certain somebody's. Because maybe we had to tell our truths in lies so they couldn't do it to us first. If we walked these 2 sandals and 2 souls to the end of the world, maybe they'd at last dissolve. Not anything but our own 2 feet at the brink of being nothing. Sometimes when I'm not careful, I find an evaporation a beautiful surrender. The tips of its reduction wrap gently in sun, each swell of warmth rainbowed like technicolor sparklers burning Chinese New Year's into the skin of this city. Every New Year lived in Chinese, I learn how eating, singing, speaking betrays myself. The death of my etymology ascending away in the undertow, undertows at water torture speed. Everyone owes something to someone else. Everyone must serve their time, sentences we didn't write, but must see through to the end. When people say they have big shoes to fill, in tributes to those who came before, do they know what they have come here for? Can they tell me after I fill these plastic contours with ashes, just where can I go?